On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
So you know what you always find when the weather's coming down like this?
My rain suit?
No, that your drains don't work.
Oh,
it's like Murphy's Law.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
It's like, mm-hmm.
They look so good when it's not raining. Mm-hmm. And then you start to get the flooding in your garage. and you realize you got to get out there and snake it.
Mm, yeah. That's not fun. Did you have to do that today or this time around?
I should have done that today. But my garage will be flooded.
Oh, no.
And that's just how it's going to go.
Dang.
So we'll just deal with it. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in. I'm George Adair. We do the show live every noon at 12:03. Mark your phones. Hey, and if you ever want to go back and find one of our old shows, you can go to ksro.com. We've got the podcasts listed there. Lots of great tidbits about things in the mortgage and real estate industry. And that's what the show's about. It's about how to manage your biggest financial asset that most of you have, which is your house, and your biggest liability that most of you have, which is the mortgage on your house. So that's what we talk about. We have an interesting guest that join us and give us relevant market information.
Mm-hmm.
In a few minutes, we'll be joined by Janae Avalar. She's with Coldwell Banker, and she's going to talk with us about what's happening in the market for 2017, as well as give us some tidbits on new home construction and maybe some of her experience in the past on how to get your offer at the top of the pile.
Nice.
For those types of deals. Hey, I've talked about it before, but Donald Trump is going to continue an agenda of minimizing government's role in mortgage lending. And one of the key areas that he's going to do that is rolling back and, who knows, maybe even repealing Dodd-Frank, or at least issues within Dodd-Frank.
I saw that. So what does that mean?
Two for one. We're just going to go two for ones. For every two regulations that, or every new regulation the government wants to put out, we're just going to take two away.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's just going to happen that way. Folks, just get ready for it. It's two for ones. I don't know how he's going to do that. I will say I love the idea of it, because I don't think that the federal government should be buying $1 to $2 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities every day as they do right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of money. Federal taxpayers are paying for mortgage-backed security purchases. And we don't need the federal government necessarily owning all this mortgage debt. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, these are names that listeners of the show have heard me talk about for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And quantitative easing and mortgage-backed security purchase program that the Fed has been pursuing for the last 8 years helped us get through the recession. But at some point, it does have to be pared back. At some point, the government cannot hold all this paper, although they're making money on it, and they're using the profits to reinvest, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I haven't seen my tax rates go down yet.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. But it's supposedly working out well for the Fed. So eventually, we need to see mortgage-backed securities, mortgage loans, get originated in the private sector out of the government's sponsored entity program. So part of that's going to come with the rollback of Dodd-Frank. And Dodd-Frank was a provision of the SAFE Act. It was passed about 70-ish years ago that had a lot of crazy new things to the industry, and restrictions and capital requirements on banks and reporting requirements and compensation requirements. So there's a lot in there. And it'll just be really interesting to watch. So I'll continue to keep people updated on that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, folks, do you have any questions about purchasing or refinancing your home? Give the folks a call at Bay Equity Home Loans. They'll help you explore your options. You can call them at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. I'm joined today. We have a new guest, first time. Janae Avalar. Hello, Janae.
Hi, George.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Oh, wow. She's honored.
Wow. Most people, I don't know if they would
like,
say honored.
Yeah, I found some time to fit you in, in between lunch and driving my kids to school. But no, I really do. I appreciate you joining us today. And you've been doing this a long time. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, George, I've been selling real estate for over 12 years, but I'm a local to the Sonoma County area.
We like that. That's good.
Yeah, I graduated from Santa Rosa High.
Mm-hmm. Go Panthers.
Yep. And my son's attending the same elementary school that I did.
A bunch of Montgomery alum just turned their radio off.
Oh, sorry. No. My kid goes to Montgomery. I like Montgomery too. Go Vikings.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
So
you've been doing this for 12 years. You're local. You understand the local market.
I do, yeah. I mean, I love Sonoma County. I love all of our mountain biking trails. I think we're really blessed. I see you ride a bike, too.
Well, you see a picture of me riding a bike. Frank hasn't seen me actually ride a bike. He's in the studio with us live Frank Peavy with Bay Equity Home Loans. Frank's a great cyclist. I don't know if you know that.
Yes, I know.
You just ask him. He'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Cycling is awesome, and I love it, and I wish I could do more of it.
Yeah, the rain has kind of put a damper on that.
Yeah, I stay off the trails. People don't ride your mountain bikes in Annandale when it rains.
Right.
That's my PSA for the day.
Don't want to get helicoptered out of there.
No.
No, no, or ruin the trails.
Bad plan.
Yeah.
So, So I grew up here, and a lot of people ask me, you know, how's the market going?
Right, that's the question.
Don't they ask you that a lot?
Yeah, I wonder if they even know what they mean when they're asking that question. How's the market?
Right.
Which one?
Right.
Which part of it?
Exactly.
And so how do you answer it today?
Well, I mean, the market's great. We do have inventory challenges, as you know, right?
Yes, we are inventory challenged. And I've heard recently, I was talking to a real estate agent yesterday. They said that we are at the lowest inventory in recorded history, so to speak. Is that right?
Yeah, it's declined for 3 years in a row.
Right.
So we're down 25%.
So let's talk about that. Let's put that into context of the show. So you're a real estate agent. We're talking about homes on the market. What does it mean that inventory is low? Like literally, there's just not active listings for sale?
Right. So we right now we have a little over 2,000 listings,
mm-hmm.
right?
In all of Sonoma County?
In all of Sonoma County, yeah.
Okay.
And so for a population of 500,000, you know, in perspective, that's not a lot.
Right.
It's not a lot. And a lot of those are probably on the market because there's something wrong with them. You know, I mean, there's high demand. So if they're still on the market, something's going on, right?
Right.
So that's where you get into how many months of inventory there is. And I don't know, I've heard something like it's 1.5 or 2 months right now. Does that sound about right?
Yep, that's right.
So that means basically if all the inventory was to be sold that exists now, it'd be gone in 1.5 to 2 months.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So, but we are entering springtime.
Mm-hmm.
Despite what you see outside, folks, spring is not too far around the corner. My son's birthday is on March 20th.
Nice.
I know exactly when it's coming.
Right.
So springtime usually brings spring showers, bring
open
something flowers.
So, yeah. I don't know. Open houses.
I can't help you, George.
There's a saying there, but I think that's on Garden Talk.
It is. It's on the Garden Talk program.
That's a different show.
We
You'll
don't
turn
know
in
anything
on Saturday
about
mornings
that.
For that. So spring also brings inventory.
It does, yeah. And so as you've seen, a lot of new home communities have popped up. I think that Santa Rosa and all their red tape has kind of gone away. So there's a lot more building happening. But the question is, how fast can they build?
Yeah, and Roner Park as well, of course, is a huge, huge growth center for
mm-hmm.
Sonoma County. Out there, they're building hundreds and hundreds, actually thousands of units.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody wants to get into that marketplace. What can they expect? It's like they see the new home flag guy flipping the sign around on the corner, and then they get guided into the property where there's model homes. What do they expect? What's a new homeowner to expect?
Well, George, at that point, you're kind of late. So the best way to approach a new home purchase is to have an agent representing you. I sold new homes for 12 years.
Okay.
And so you can have an agent representing you against the builder.
But the builder's going to say you don't need an agent.
Right, of course, because they don't want someone negotiating, and especially me, because I know what they will and will not negotiate.
Right. There's certain elements of the deal that you know how to... we need a bell every time I make a Trumpism. Trumpism.
I'm going to have to come up with a very special bell for that. So.
It's going to sound something like this.
Right.
Anyways,
like
so the art of the deal. okay.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So the trick is to get on the interest list before the sales office opens, because a lot of these communities, they do pre-sales, they have interest lists, and the first release or the first two releases are sold by people on the interest list. And I keep in touch on all the land that's been purchased recently, get my clients on their list, and then help them negotiate. You know, if they mess up, you know, in construction, there's always going to be a mess up. If you had electrical put in and they say, oh, sorry, we already sheetrocked, so you're not going to get that light. You know, that's when you're like, okay, well, how are you going to compensate me for that?
Right.
You know, give me a washer, dryer, refrigerator, or give me, you know, $10,000 credit for my closing
costs. There's deal points that a savvy buyer should be taking advantage of, and they can really use the services of a real estate agent to do that. If you're just joining us, I've got Janae Avalar. She's the realtor with Coldwell Banker here in Santa Rosa. So, Janae, if somebody wants to get on the short list, they should call you. And how do they reach you to find out what homes are available in the market right now?
Well, you call my cell phone, which is 707 548-1501, or you can visit my website at janay4re.com. That's J-A-N-N-A-Y.
Got it. Go to facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans if you're driving or something. Mm-hmm. We've got it all there.
Yep.
But again, you can call her at 548-1501, 548-1501. So what's happening in 2017? My crystal ball's a little fuzzy. What's yours look like?
Well, I think that we're going to be going up, like I said, and I expect the market to go up. Just
like home price appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
So you think we're going to see continued price growth?
Yep.
So we saw in 2016 around the 9% figure, I think it was. Is that what you found?
Yeah, 9.5. Yeah.
9.5.
Yep.
So, you know, we're going to see continued growth. I've always felt like it's going to level off in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
But if demand remains high and inventory remains low, price growth will continue. It'll be interesting to see what impact interest rates have on the demand out there. I think, you know, last question for you, and then we're going to go to break, is it the right time to sell for a seller, or should they wait till the spring and summer? What is the answer to that question?
Yeah, I get asked that question a lot. And yes, George, it is the best time to sell right now, considering that, you know, mortgage rates are due to go up 2 or 3 times this year. You know, your buyer pool is going to get squeezed smaller if you were to wait. So if, you know, you're looking to sell in the next, and you're kind of on the fence, you know, these buyers can afford more with the free money that they're getting, and you want to maximize the buyer pool.
Okay.
So,
good advice from Janay Avalar, realtor with Coldwell Banker. You can reach her at 548-1501, 548-1501, or go to our page, facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. We've got all of her info there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, George.
We're going to have you back.
All right.
She's got a great radio voice.
Yeah, I really do. Yeah.
I know. It's like I'm looking down thinking maybe it was you talking.
Nope.
All right. Well, good. Hey, folks, we're going to go to commercial break. You're on air with George Adair. I will be right back.
On air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Tom Sullivan. Join me weekdays 1 to 3 on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hi, I'm George Adair of Bay Equity Home Loans, and I'm reaching out to loan officers and mortgage professionals. Bay Equity is now hiring loan officers for positions in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, Roner Park, and Windsor. Bay Equity was founded locally. We offer employees and clients the latest in technology and business systems to make it easier to close a loan. As a Bay Equity team member, you'll benefit from our unique best practices and promotional tools. Bay Equity's mentoring, mastermind groups, and coaching represent a culture of excellence and success company-wide. If you're serious about taking your lending career to the next level and providing an outstanding lending experience, then now is the time to take action. Call me, George Adair, for a confidential conversation at 707-583-8100. Bay Equity offers great benefits, including medical, dental, vision, 401k, plus more. Let's work together to elevate your lending career. Reach me at 707-583-8100.
Equal opportunity employer.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
On air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Many thanks again to Janay Avalar, realtor with Coldwell Banker. Janay is a really great local realtor. So again, give her a call at 548-1501, 548-1501 if you want to find out what the market's doing and talk to her about listing your house. Like she said, now is a good time to sell. There's a ton of buyers out there.
Mm-hmm.
I know because I got a couple dozen that are sitting there waiting to find a house. They're not sitting there. They're out there looking.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to work with a great agent, Janay is a good choice. Folks, do you have any questions about buying a house or refinancing your house? Give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loans. We'll help you explore your options. We're available to you at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com. I don't want to forget to remind folks that if you know anybody that's in mortgage lending, like a loan officer or works for a broker, and they're looking for a new career, Bay Equity's hiring.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a couple great office locations in Roner Park, Petaluma, Santa Rosa, and we're looking actively to find people to come fill some seats for us. So give us a call at 707-583-8100, 583-8100. Ask for Lori. She'll give you a confidential interview. She won't even tell me about it if you don't want her to. I mean, I'd like to meet you, but that's okay. So anyways, give us a call. We'll set up that time. Hey, you know, I've had this commercial running for some time, and it doesn't seem to ever really sunset, the issue of having an adjustable rate mortgage and your interest rates rising.
Right.
It's happened. It's a foregone conclusion. The prime is raising interest rates. And as they do raise interest rates, it will eventually have an impact on the consumer market, lending market, notably credit cards, mm-hmm. auto loans, and also home equity line of credits. So if you've got a second or home equity line of credit, and you got that sometime in the last, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years or longer, it's going to change. That's because the home equity line of credit is based on a formula that's calculated on the typically it's calculated the prime rate. So when the prime goes up, you have a margin on top of it, so your payment goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got that nice cool rate of 3.25 prime minus a quarter or prime, and now it's gone up twice and it's going to go up again, you're going to see your payments rise.
How much could they go up?
Well, that's the thing. These incremental changes aren't huge. I don't want people to hit the panic button. It's really probably not that big of a deal if your rate rises even 1%
mm-hmm.
on a second, because you're not borrowing a lot of money. Most people don't have huge seconds. Here's the problem. If it also converts to a 20-year amortization, that's the pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pain point. So if you have a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, that started off as a 10-year interest only, and then it changes to a 20-year amortization, and we're in a rising interest rate environment, your payment will double.
It
will. And I'm not fear-mongering here. Go do the math.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great free calculator at bayequityloans.com, and you can get an idea of what a 20-year loan at your interest rate, just put all that in there, and it'll tell you what your new payment is. You can also call your lender and ask them, hey, is my loan going to adjust soon?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell you what the new payment is. I can also do it for you. So you can call us at Bay Equity at 583-8100, Bay Equity at 583-8100, and we'll help you figure out what your new payment's going to look like. But you know what else we'll do?
What?
Give you some options.
Good.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we're going to look at it. We're going to look at it together and go, hopefully, you have some equity that you've gained. And through that equity gain, we can put you into a new first 30-year fixed or a 20-year fixed or something that's more manageable mm-hmm. than what's going to happen to that second, where they're going to force you to pay it off in 20 years. I mean, it's really, the math on it is crazy. The other problem that folks are experiencing right now is if they got like a 7-year ARM 7 years ago, because that's when people were doing that, mm-hmm. or a 5-year ARM, and they've been coasting and waiting and watching the market, their ARMs are going up. I've got an ARM. I've had it on an investment property for 11 years. It was a 5-year adjustable. And when interest rates went crazy and changed, I started saving money because my ARM went down. It went mm-hmm. down from 5.75 down to like 3.5 on its first adjustment.
Wow.
And it just kind of chilled there for a while until...
Yeah.
Now.
Right.
I just got the letter in the mail yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going up 3/8.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's going up about $70 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's manageable, but that affects the cash flow on the investment property.
Mm-hmm.
It's still an okay rate, but it won't continue to be an okay rate. So if you have an ARM and you've been benefiting from the Federal Reserve's policy on suppressing interest rates, that policy is changing. So your ARMs are going to start changing. So couple dynamics in the marketplace that people really have to make sure they're understanding is mm-hmm. if their loans are going from an interest-only period to a fixed amortization period, these are their existing loans, their payments are going to shoot up. And if they have an adjustable rate mortgage now on a first or a second, rates are going up. So this is the opportune time to still catch rates while they're in the low to mid fours, so kind of on average, lock it in for 30 years, refinance it. It's also a good time to look at taking equity out, right? And we talk about this.
Yeah.
You've got to pull the equity out and pay off your consumer debt. If you're sitting on $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 in consumer debt, I'm talking about your Macy's cards and your Capital One cards and your Citi and Chase cards.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying interest at 15 to 30% on those cards. I could put it into a mortgage loan at mid fours, maybe low fours, 30-year fixed, paying your principal down. The interest is tax deductible in most cases. And the payment difference is outstanding. So $10,000 on a mortgage is like $50 a month. Credit cards, $300?
Oh, right, yeah.
$350? Mm-hmm. $400? And if you got caught up in one of those, what do they call it, lending club? Or what other ones are out there? There's all these consumer loans. They're all up to like $35,000, and they look really good on paper until you start to see that payment.
Right.
I mean, I've seen it. I know a guy that just paid for his wedding with two of them.
Oh, my goodness.
$30,000
really?
Worth out of two of them. Like $1,100 a month he's paying.
Wow.
So but he doesn't have a house. You know, it's nothing else he can do except just pay that down, mm-hmm. you know. So the key here is let's sit down. Let's review some strategies that help you absorb all that consumer debt that you've used, and let's put it into the mortgage. We also can put you into a new home equity line of credit. And that's another thing I'd like to talk about today. So home equity line of credits, people are kind of like, they make the cross. I don't want a second. Mm-hmm. I don't want a variable loan. They're not bad. There's a place for them. If it fits your budget and it fits your goals. So at Bay Equity, what we'll do is we'll put a first loan on that's 30-year fixed. And then we can put a second on that goes all the way up to 90% of the value of the home. And we're one of the few lenders. You won't find a local bank that I know of in Sonoma County that will make a loan with a second line of credit up to 90%. I have not seen one. But Bay Equity will. So we will do it in partnership with another bank that is going to follow our appraisal. They're going to follow our approval. They're going to work with us to make sure that it meets their underwriting guidelines. And of course, there are some minimum thresholds you have to have. You have to have good credit. You have to have good income. But what a great way to pay off consumer debt using equity in your house. You know, so there's these strategies that we see and we work with all the time. It requires a creative spin. You can't just, you know, go online to Quicken Loans or Cash Call or one of these internet lenders and go, oh, here's my information. And
they won't. You know,
no. They're locked. They're going to lock you in to a specific type of transaction. That's all they offer. Mm-hmm. But at Bay Equity, what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at all the parameters. And what do I call them? I call them the three C's, mm-hmm. right? We'll look at your credit. We're going to look at your collateral, which is your property. And we're going to look at your capacity, which is your ability to make the payment. And we're going to put you into an affordable loan.
Right. You don't want someone to be, you know, uncomfortable with their payments. They need to be able to do it.
I talked to a gentleman today. I said, you know, I filled in some different information on the loan application. And I said, now let's address the first and most important question. How much do you want to spend every month on your mortgage? Mm-hmm. Most lenders don't ask that question. They just tell you what you qualify for. But I actually want to get into it with you because I want to figure out what you're comfortable with.
Right.
Because you're the one cutting the check every month. And I don't want to set you up to fail. Mm-mm. And just because I tell you qualify for a $3,000 payment, you might only feel comfortable with a $2,500 payment. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. What will that get you? Sonoma County, $2,500 payment? Not going to get you a lot. Let's be frank. Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe you will push your threshold if you know you're going to get some tax benefits. If you know that you're getting a home that you won't ever be evicted out of because you're owning the home, right? So we work through those together. And then we basically test the strategies. I actually put together a spreadsheet, and I'll show you each one. You know, column A, column B, column C. And I'll say, look, if you buy a house for $400,000 and you put down 5%, here's your payment. Buy a house for $450,000, here's your payment. $500,000, here's your payment. And it's pretty amazing, actually, how far your money will go. For every $100,000 you borrow at today's interest rates, folks can expect to see about $500 a month.
Huh.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Test the math.
Right, yeah.
And then you got taxes and insurance as well on top of that. Mm-hmm. If you're going to impound it, that means include it with your payment, then you got to add that in. If you're going to pay it yourself, okay. There are provisions on that. You can't always just choose. It depends on the loan program. But it's one of the key factors I give to my realtor partners. I say, hey, for every $100,000 they want to buy, tell them they need to spend about $500 without the taxes and insurance to $650 or so with the taxes mm-hmm. and insurance. And you can test the math. It works. It's really nice. But it's also kind of a eye-opener for folks because they're like, I want to spend $2,000 a month because that's my rent. Like, well, the market's risen. You may need a roommate.
Right.
That extra $100,000 might need to be covered by your room renter. You know, but look, there's a lot of fluctuations that affect how much you're going to spend every month. But again, that's just part of what we review. So I'll do it with folks that are interested in refinancing, and I do it with folks that are interested in buying. And I'll do a projection based on where your loan is headed. As I was talking about earlier, let's say you have a home equity line of credit or an ARM, and you want to know what it looks like to get a new loan compared to where that loan's headed. I'll do the same spreadsheet. Let's sit down. Let's put them next to each other, and let's look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's look at what your affordability is. Sometimes I tell them to sell their house.
Really?
Yeah.
If you've that got makes an more arm, sense. Sure, yeah.
If you've got an ARM and you've been custom to having a payment at 3.5% and that ARM's going up to 4, 4.25 or 4.5, and your debt-to-income ratio is going to exceed 45 or 50, that means you don't have a lot of money left over. Like my grandfather always said, you want to eat ice cream on Sundays. You can only do that if you've got enough money in the bank. And so sometimes I just say, it's time to look at selling your house. And that's just an honest answer too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So while we like to encourage home ownership, sometimes it's just, you can't afford it. And that's part of the discussion. The one thing I will never do is try and put somebody into a house that they just can't afford or keep them in a house they can't afford. People's circumstances change, mm-hmm. especially retirees,
mm-hmm.
you know, folks that have overextended themselves and they're retiring. Sometimes it's hard to afford that $2,000 payment. So we got to look at it. I'm an honest guy. I want to take an honest look at it.
That's good. Right, honest Michelle. George.
Honest George. Oh, jeez. All right, folks. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Wednesday at noon 03. Check us out online at bayequityloans.com or go to facebook.com/bayequityloans. See ya.